Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
You can't have failed to notice the grand stretch in the evening, giving us more of a reason to be in the garden or out in the balcony or patio admiring the spring bulbs. So joining me in the studio now with spring gardening advice is Mary Staunton. And you're accompanied by some of those beautiful spring colours.
Yes, I am. I've decided to, cheer us all up because this is the time of the year when things really start to happen in the garden and you forget what you planted in September, October. And it's the reward for the hard work that you did then. Why I brought these in, so we've got miniature daffodils, we've crocus and we have snowdrops. So snowdrops, this is a big time for snowdrops. So if you're going to see certain gardens, go down to Belfield in County Offaly. You could go to Jimmy Blake's Hunting Brook Gardens and you could go to Altamont in Carlow. So these are all gardens that have the most beautiful swathes of snowdrops. And snowdrops are a big thing. I mean, you can pay up to, 300 quid a bulb for a snowdrop. So they're big money. Yeah, they're big money.
They were wild everywhere when I know, I was growing up in the fields.
Mine are pretty wild in the garden. But why I brought them in today is just to tell you that you can lift them in the green. So instead of when the little flower goes off them or just before the flower comes on them, you can lift and divide them. Mm-hmm. Because you'll end up with little clumps, big clumps. And what you want is kind of a whole swathe under trees and stuff. So lift them up and they tend to go quite deep. And I brought a bulb in it's difficult on radio to show, but they grow these contractile roots to pull the bulb down lower into the ground. That's a snowdrop. So they grow these roots to pull the bulb down further into the ground. So you might have planted too shallow or it came in as a seed.
Yes.
Little seedling.
Oh,
and
I see.
Pulled down.
Yes, it's got an extension on it.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're digging, make sure you dig deep. Mm-hmm. Don't go too shallow because you just break it off here and then it's no good because it needs a bit of green. So you can divide crocus, you can divide snowdrops and you can divide daffodils. When the flowers are gone off them, lift and divide them. Sometimes with the daffs, you'd wait until the leaves go that kind of browny yellow, which drives everybody mad. But lift and divide them, because if you don't divide the likes of daffodils and stuff like that, you end up with a clump that's gone blind that won't produce flowers because there's too many of them.
Too many of them demanding nutrients from the same place.
Exactly,
when it comes to picking them now, I know this is controversial, but the crocuses and the snowdrops, they're fairly lame, aren't they?
They wilt. But look at the lovely centre there. You can see they're so sunny. But lift a bit of soil with them and put them in a little pot.
Yes, and bring them in that way.
And bring them in that way, rather than just, because they won't last when you take them out and put them, cut them and put them in the vase.
I remember years ago when I was small, picking them for my mother. From the field, from our field, not from a park.
Delighted.
And she was delighted for about 10 minutes until
they wilted. And all over the place,
Helen in Bray, I'm saying Helen because it's got an E on it, says, I didn't plant my tulip bulbs in time. Will they last until next season or should I plant them now?
Just put them in. Put them in now, Put them in now. You know, you're giving them a chance now. You may get the odd flower because you have up until kind of Christmas time to plant tulips as a rule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could be in a colder part of the country. I don't know where she's living. But
she's in Bray in Wicklow.
Okay, so put them in the ground and put them in deep. Put them in deep. They'll have already shoots on them anyway from being in the garage in little bags, plastic bags and stuff. So get them in the ground now. Don't leave them for another year.
But don't expect to see anything above
ground. No, you might be lucky, but
Is now the time to start planting seeds, asks Magella, in seed trays in the polytunnel. Is it okay to plant trees that are in pots into the ground now? So we take the first part first. Planting seeds in seed trays in the polytunnel. Should you do it now?
You can certainly start because we're getting warmer temperatures. So with the likes of sweet pea and stuff like that and some broad beans and, you know, vegetable kind of things as well, onions, garlic, that sort of thing. So certainly you can start them off. If we get she has a glass house or a polytunnel, so it's sheltered.
Yes.
So anybody that has something like that can start things off, and especially peppers and tomato seed and that sort of thing. Yes.
And is it okay to plant trees that are in pots into the ground now?
Yeah, you can plant anything that's in a pot into the ground.
It was a good February, wasn't it?
It was.
In terms of weather, you know, because we were just saying there when you came in, like February can be a rough month weather-wise and temperature-wise.
Yeah, very, very, cloud on the ground sort of thing. But we had very little rain, which, you might think, oh, that's a great thing. But for newly planted trees, it's not so good. So if you have planted trees maybe earlier on in November sort of time, you need to make sure they have enough water. And the ground is what we would call friable. I was digging around and digging and dividing clumps of snowdrops and stuff. And the ground is actually friable, which is, means it's just, it's falling apart. You know, the soil
crumbling.
Is falling apart. As opposed to being claggy, which you would expect at this time of the year. So that's, I mean, it's to do with me maybe mulching and putting in manure and all that sort of thing. But it's open, you know, the ground is open. It's not saturated wet.
So that matters when it comes to something that you've replanted.
Yeah, exactly. So just keep an eye on things that maybe you're replanting, like Helena was saying about planting the trees in pots. Just keep an eye then that they have enough moisture, enough water.
Miriam would like to know what trees and plants are suitable for a windy cul-de-sac.
Windy cul-de-sac where you're probably getting the wind from the southwesterlies, you know, and that's so you need hardy things like hebes are a great man for that sort of thing. Fatsia, for talking shrubs and, you know,
tough things,
tough as old boots. That's what you need. And the worst thing you could possibly put in that kind of wind tunnel is Japanese acer, you know, something that really is delicate. And then they're always planted, and you know, near the side entrance of a house where the wind is hurtling up the side entrance.
And that's
so
not going to work.
They need shelter, yeah.
Yeah, they're
so
lovely, aren't
they're
they?
Gorgeous.
They look beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Can you ask Mario, are you supposed to water newly transplanted plants at this time of the year?
Yes.
You sort of addressed that now with your crumbly soil because this person has moved a few shrubs around. I'm not sure if they need to be watered or not regularly.
Take it as a given that you go out every week and just give it a little bit of, you know, even a half a can of water every week.
Mm-hmm.
It would want to be lashing rain and saturated. When you think about it, the leaves, if you're looking at something with broad leaves, the water is splashing off that leaf and then running away to the side.
So
it's not actually getting to the roots.
Yeah.
And the little root ball, because you've replanted, the root ball isn't that big. So the roots are only kind of coming out a little bit and the water's all splashing over here. So it hasn't got a chance to get the roots out to get the water.
Although when it comes to the delicate flowers you brought in, the rain can
hailstones a lot, you know.
Listener in Kildare would like to know, can I cut back a bit of rose bush now and how much do I cut them back by?
Well, it depends on the rose bush. So shrub roses can be cut back quite heavily. So I will take my ones down to, could be a foot or two off the ground. You know,
when
some
would
of them
you do that?
When's now.
The, now is
now.
The best time.
Yeah, you have kind of from now till the end of March, middle of March kind of time. Generally speaking, you finish kind of middle of March. We could get a cold snap, which will just delay, you know, the leaf, new leaves emerging. But I would kind of get those jobs done now and then open up the centre of the shrub, of the shrub rose. If it's a climbing rose or a rambling rose, maybe take out an old stem. They always look old, so they're slightly grey, you know. A bit like that in my hair. They get a little bit greyer looking and the newer stems are nice and green and plump. So just have a look and see. Because sometimes when it's a rambling rose or a climbing rose, the weight of that stem could take down maybe the tree that it's going up or the pergola that it's actually holding onto.
Yes.
So you need to take out the odd one.
My mind is back though where you said that you're taking them back to about a foot off the ground.
That's the shrub roses, yeah.
That's a massacre, isn't it?
Well, think about it, because you have maybe old stems and stuff like that. Like an example is my mum and dad have a rose on the front of their house that my nana gave them. And it's there 60 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, when they're away, I butcher it and cut it right back. And they come in the driveway and they're like, oh, she's after doing. And the vigour that puts into that plant, it flowers beautifully, beautifully.
It's when it goes wrong.
Listen, it's very hard unless you actually upset the root system, the graft union on a rose where they grafted the two bits together, the root and the top section. Send your husband out to do it then if you're a bit
but
worried.
But look, it can be scary. That's why you wait till your parents are gone away before you do the massacre.
Exactly, because they're looking at it going. And the other thing to note is please wear decent gloves when you're pruning roses. I took three nice big thorns out of my fingers. And the trouble is, when they get in there, they're so tiny, but they hurt so much.
Yes.
So wear leather gloves
if you
can.
You're there with the tweezers and
exactly,
the needle.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
all of that, get them out. Just one final question on everyone's out buying their lovely spring bulbs now, but we're not out of the woods when it comes to a hard frost.
No, but
do you take the risk?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, they're very... they understand the temperature in the soil. They're not silly. So what happens is we'll get a frost. They'll kind of go a little bit drooping towards the ground. And then as the day gets a bit hotter, they'll start to perk up again. So, or they'll stop. Sometimes you'll see daffodils and tulips coming up and you're going, oh, we might get a really hard frost. They'll wait for their time.
So they're sensible hardy.
They need to set seed. Their job in life is to set seed and be pollinated and all of that sort of thing. So they're going to wait for the most opportune moment. That's their job, you know.
Thank you so much, Mari. Lovely to see you. Enjoy the spring and we'll talk to you very soon. That's Mari Staunton. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.